stuff on their phone.
Electronic technology.
In Detroit. My biggest fear is that some stray bullet will find home in an artery I can't pronounce. I'll be the unintended target between some rival gang or drug deal going bad. Teenager itching for attention, I fear gunpowder will spell my name and forget to dot the I. I won't make it that poetry book's published. My most cherished written work will be my eulogy, and even then, it won't be something I can lay claim as my own, but it matters to me. I fear that I'll be somebody's rape victim, pinned to tattered sheets like blood stains, sweat, cheap beer unpinned like rape reports and pinned like frail bodies, pressed against uncomfortable bed springs, trapped under the heavy body of some drunken white boy who has a severe pill problem and a shiny dollar to support it. I'll be the bad end of some dare while walking up Lakeshore. I'll lose my dignity as well as my panties on some dark pathway to my dorm. I'll be that one in four women who experiences rape during the first year of college in Detroit. I get robbed by somebody who has nothing to lose in Madison. I'll be called a nigger by somebody who has everything to lose and is willing to fight his wrongs with an apology. Fingers crossed behind his back and a smirk on his face. He'll get a slap on the wrist while my ego is happily bruised blue. Anything to not be black. In Madison, everything is better than black. In Detroit, everything is black. I guess Detroit will be Madison's mistake. In Detroit, futures are dimmed by the darkness of the hood's corners. I'll go to Madison to escape those hoods, to rid the fears I have of simply walking to the convenience store and gain ones of being the only brown face in lecture hall, of the only cross legs of social gatherings, serving beer.